Welcome to the Talking Greyhounds podcast for this Wednesday, November 30. Simon Harrison with you, and Mark Duclos joins me. Duke, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Simon.
First of all, let's take a look at racing tomorrow night, headed by the Group 3 Dapto Puppy Classic here in New South Wales, where Topper Toretto out of box four has come up the $1.80 favourite ahead of Benteke.
What a massive night of greyhound racing on Thursday night it is. We'll talk about the Dapto race in just a sec, but we've also got the Sir John Dillon Memorial Heats at Sandown Park, Brian Johnston at Angle Park. We've got the Group 1 Sky Racing Brisbane Cup. It's a massive night. But the Dapto Puppy Classic, it's worth $75,000 to the winner. And look, Topper Toretto has been absolutely brilliant in both the heat and the semi-final. He's drawn box four in both of those, and lo and behold, he comes up with box four in the final as well. He ran the best of the night in the heat, running 29.64. He then came out last week in the semis and ran 29.49, scoring from Flying Michaela by 8 1/4 lengths. I guess, look, if you want to bet against him, you're backing Topper Toretto to miss the start. That's probably the key to it. But as I said, his last two at Dapto, Simon, they've been unreal. Benteke off the inside, a class greyhound, but I'm always worried about him drawn off the inside. He's a big hulking dog. He's a 34-kilo chaser. He needs clear running in the early stages. I'm just not sure whether he's going to get that with two good Tomo drawn outside of him wanting to get to the fence. Likewise with Topper Toretto. So I think if Topper Toretto jumps, I think he leads, I think he wins, and he'll give Anthony as the party two Dapto Puppy Classics in a row. He took it out last year with Francois.
And the market suggests that if the first reserve gets a run, go good riddance, it's a strong place chance.
Yeah, it certainly is. But again, you're banking on greyhounds getting a start. At this stage, he hasn't. I don't think Topper Toretto has any value at $1.85. I'd be happy to sit and watch him win, but I'm not keen on taking the $1.85, and I'm not keen to back anything to beat him.
So that's the Dapto Puppy Classic tomorrow. Now, at Angle Park, we've got the Brian Johnston final on, and Long Gully Gilly out of box one has come up the $2.30 favourite.
Yeah, really well drawn. He's had four starts at the track for two wins, one minor placing, a best time of 29.68. He's only been unplaced once in his nine-star career. He's won five of them. He ran second last week behind Bacalia's Freak from box seven. Missed the start, didn't have a lot of luck. And he is, he's a worthy favourite at $2.30. I actually like On Fire. This greyhound trained by Cameron Butcher, who's got three in the race, with On Fire, Buzz Box and Purpose Driven. Finished second last week behind the kennel mate Purpose Driven, running 30 and 28 on the clock. But if you go back three starts, he was a 29.67 winner. He didn't begin brilliantly last week from box number two, and I'm banking on him doing that this Thursday night. At the track, he's won 8 from 13. Every single start that he's had during his 13-star career has been at Angle Park over the 5.15, so he knows it like the back of his paw. And I'm going to take the $4.20 On Fire, but I do think Long Gully Gilly is the hardest to beat.
Okay, so that's the Brian Johnston at Angle Park tomorrow night. Now up to Albion Park, and we've got five heats of the Brisbane Cup. Tony Brett's 30 Talks coming off the Ipswich Cup winners, drawn box one in the first of those heats.
Dominant favourite at $1.35, and so he should be, Simon. From box number one, he's had it three starts in his career for two wins. He's a 29.66 winner at the track. And Tony Brett was lamenting his fortunes with 30 Talks only a couple of weeks ago after he had a horror draw with boxes. He drew box six on three occasions and box five on two occasions. Came out, he drew the red in the Ipswich Gold Cup. He was dominant there, running 30 and 21, scoring by five lengths. He's got his box tomorrow night. He's got an average beginner outside him in El Chad. Major jackpot joining box three. He's got pace, but wants to get up the track. And look, it's very hard to tip against 30 Talks.
So that's the Brisbane Cup heats tomorrow night, Albion Park. Down to Sandown tomorrow, we've got the Sir John Dillon Memorial heats on. And the shortest priced favourite through those heats is Dundee Osprey in the first.
Coming off a win in the listed Cup Night middle distance race at Sandown Park that was staged on Melbourne Cup Night when he ran the hands off the clock, running 33.88. He's drawn box number three. Dynamatty drawn inside of him. He's got a bit of early pace, so probably going to have a few nervous moments because you want to see Dundee Osprey with clear running. It's only a really short 80-metre run to the first turn there at Sandown Park over the 5.95. So you want to see Dundee Osprey get out, get clear running. And I think he's a super sprinter. He's a super middle distance greyhound as well. So I think he wins the first heat of the Sir John Dillon. The second heat of that particular race, Bruce Tycoon put up a terrific effort to win over the 5.15 last week from box one, missed the start. He actually won this race last year, drawn box five on Thursday night. I think he's a definite chance in that race. And then the third of the heat, it's the most open. Buck 40 has drawn box eight for the first time in a 37-start career. He looks like he'll probably get a nice run around them. Starts runner in box six should give both him and Alan Markey a clear run. But a watch on Bulk Ender from box two, trained by Chris O'Brien, a very good winner at Nowra on Monday afternoon. He's around the $8 or $9 quote, and I'm going to have something on him each way.
Never drawn box eight, eh, Buck 40?
Never drawn box eight in a 37-star career, but he's drawn box one on eight occasions.
So yeah.
The luck of the draw.
So is it a bit of a guess to try and figure out how he's going to go? Or?
Not really. Look, he handles himself really well in the field. And, you know, from outside draws in the past, he's a greyhound. He's not blessed with brilliant early pace, Buck 40. He's had box seven on five occasions for a win and four placings, and he's had box six on seven occasions for three wins and one minor. So he can certainly handle the outside boxes. And as I said, Star's runner joining box six, she's got plenty of early tow. She'll probably carve across, and she'll give both Alan Markey and also Buck 40 a nice card across in that run of the first turn.
Okay, so a busy Thursday night coming up around the country. Across to Friday, we've got the Group 2 Ballarat Cup Final, and Zambora Brockie's come up with box two, the 2.10 favourite, looking to atone for his defeat in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, look, he was back to his best last week. He checked off the heels of Laura Millat on the top turn and probably lost a couple of lengths. So I know that Zambora Brockie can go faster there at Ballarat, where he's got a terrific record. I think Jamie and Brooke Ennis, who prepare both number one Judicial Man and number three Zinzan Brook, I think their greyhounds hold the key to this, because there's a couple of different scenarios. If Brockie will want to head straight to the fence, so if Judicial Man jumps, do they take care of each other and give a nice card to Zinzan Brook, or do Judicial Man and Zinzan Brook lead clearly from Zambora Brockie and give him a nice running behind those speedsters? Look, I can't tip against him because he is one of my favourite dogs and he's a super sprinter. I think the scenario will be that the one and the three will lead and Brockie will sit behind them and either get underneath them on the home turn or pull out around them. But it's a terrific race. Not only that, Simon, the prize money on offer, $77,000 for the winner for a Group 2 event.
Mm.
But if Zambora Brockie wins it, because he's already won two Group 2 Country Cups throughout the year, he gets an extra $50,000. So there's 127,000 reasons for Zambora Brockie to win, for his trainer Anthony Azzopardi and his owner Charlie Azzopardi.
And box six just makes it a bit too tough for American Monster?
Yeah, it's very hard for these speedsters to race around other greyhounds, and that's what the likes of American Monster, Weekend Binge and Diego Bale have to do. You know, again, mathematically, it's impossible for them to run 24 sixes and 24 sevens to break a track record when you've got a dog like Judicial Man, Zambora Brockie or Zinzan Brook, probably running low 24 nines, something like that. So it makes it very tough, and the box draw in these races is so crucial. I'm going to save on Zinzan Brook from box three. Jamie Ennis on at the boxes on Wednesday evening, and tonight he'll tell us that he thinks Zinzan Brook is the best of his two runners. So at $6, I'm going to have something on him.
Okay, that's the Ballarat Cup on Friday night. Over to Saturday night, the heats for the Summer Cup on at Wentworth Park, and I noticed Gerry O'Keefe's in town with Ring the Bell.
He sure is, and he's drawn box number seven in the second heat, but also in town is It's a Bird, which took out the Group 1 Bold Trees at Sandown Park a couple of weeks back. It's been transferred from Wayne Basalo to Mark Gatt's kennels. Mark's obviously a trainer up here in Sydney, and it's drawn box number five in the first of the heat. Toughest threat to beat will probably be Lovelace and Whittaker, and Miss Foxy Lee's been racing in good form as well. She's drawn box number eight. And then, as you said, in the second of the Summer Cup heats there, you've got Ring the Bell, and when you look at this race, it looks put on for it, because there's not a lot of well-established stays. That's probably the best way to put it. He's a Group 1 winner, a Group 1 place getter. He's drawn box seven. He likes that little bit of room to move. He's had a couple of starts at the track. He's raced okay. I think he's the pick of the night there at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. Race seven, number seven, Ring the Bell.
Okay, so that's in the second of those Summer Cup heats. And, Mark, we should just touch on this Saturday night, Border Park. The track there will be having their last meeting up at Tweed Heads.
Yeah, the track has been closed and the end of an era, and the curtain comes down on Tweed Heads this Saturday afternoon. They've got a terrific card of racing. The last race is the Harry Pledger, named in honour of one of the men who established the club and actually put a mortgage on his house to buy the land along with Norm Arends. $10,000, the last race of the day, the Harry Pledger. They've got a nice little war chest of monies there to go and build a new venue. They're currently in negotiations both with the Queensland government and also with New South Wales as to where that new venue for Border Park Tweed Heads will be established. Of course, it was the home of the Galaxy, which at one stage was the richest non-TAB race anywhere in Australia. It was for the Speedsters. It was held every Queen's Birthday long weekend in June. Some terrific greyhounds won that race, including Bright Ebony. They used to race for $50,000 sign for a non-TAB race, which was sensational. And people used to come from all parts of Australia for that long weekend carnival. So it is the end of an era. I'm heading up there. I'm going to file a story for the Catching Pen, which we'll show next Tuesday evening. But, look, a tinge of sadness, but also looking forward to where Border Parks may build a brand-new centre of excellence, hopefully a one-turn track in that far north of New South Wales.
Okay, and we can catch on at the boxes tonight, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Sky Racing 2, myself and Jamie Ennis. Timmy Newbold will also be along, and as I said, I'll be live trackside at Ballarat on Friday night for the Group 2 Ballarat Cup final.
Always good to talk to you, Mark. Thanks very much for your time, and enjoy the week ahead.
Thanks, Simon.